Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Nahum chapter 2, we were taught that the word keep means to guard. And we are to guard holiness in our lives, guard against temptations, guard righteousness, and guard against the draw of the world. Let's continue with that thought today. In James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, it says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil. Resist the devil. And he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God. But resist the devil. You know, that is an active thing, not passive. You must resist. Because he's trying to destroy your testimony so you rise up no more, be it an individual or a church. And that is an active thing that you do, not passive. Don't say God didn't help me when you made a pitiful effort. Resist the devil. Resist him with your all and do it in the power of Christ. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. That's what the Bible says. Sound the battle cry, okay? Sound the battle cry. That's our job. Sound the battle cry. Submit to God. Resist the devil. Draw nigh to God. Cleanse your hands of this world and of its sin. And of the sinful deeds, and purify your hearts. It's our duty. And if we're going to be a witness, if we're going to rescue the perishing, we must be holy, we must be separate, we must be dedicated unto God, because duty demands it. Duty demands it. But not only sound the battle cry, because he that dashes in pieces, but also we are to keep the munition. Watch the way. Make thy loins strong. Fortify thy power mightily. You know that word, keep here, in our text, keep the munition, simply means, the word keep means to guard. Judah is commanded to do these things. Guard. Guard. Guard holiness in your life. Guard against temptation. Guard righteousness, that is obedience to the commands of God. Guard against the draw of the world. My friend, Sennacherib was coming at Jerusalem. And they had to, Judas was commanded to do these things, that they were to draw nigh to God. They were commanded to keep the munitions. They were commanded to fortify thy power, the power of God. They were to keep the solemn feast. They were to perform their vows. Why? Because the enemy is coming. Oh man, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That's why you walk with God. That's why you're faithful to where the God's word is preached. That's why you separate from a church that rock and rolls with their music and they preach all these different versions of the Bible, and they're preaching motivational sermons instead of preaching the word. You stay true to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And by the way, yes, Judah has been warned, and as Christians, we have the same command in light of the spiritual warfare that awaits us. And my friend, having done all to stand, stand and withstand the attacks of the devil, Ephesians 6 and verse 13. The attacks of temptation, withstand. So again, understand, the devil were commanded to resist him. We're to guard the munitions. We are to guard the faith once delivered via the word of God. God will move through the army of Nineveh and destroy 185,000 in one night. In other words, God was going to take care of them. We must simply trust God to do his part, what he said he's going to do, and do what he tells us to do. See, they weren't as much concerned about, well, how do we fight these people? How do we do this? But rather, they're saying, okay, we're to perform the vows. We're to really just keep doing what God told us to do. Keep the feast, keep the things. But there's an enemy. Can't do it now. Look what's happening. Oh, well, God's going to take care of 185,000. He'll kill them all in one night. Israel won't have to lift a finger. You see, we must simply trust God in the fortress of faith, in the fortress of his word. Their part is to guard. But God destroys the enemy. Satan will have his henchmen calling you legalist, appealing to the flesh, just like those men on the wall were being threatened. And he was trying to emphasize what would happen to their flesh if they don't give in. Oh, my friend, the devil, the world, and the flesh is much stronger than we are. That's why we must trust the Lord. Not numbers, not weaponry, not the flesh, rather the good hand of the Lord. His word, his spirit, as he directs us in the battle of life. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Stand in the whole armor of God, my friend, having done all to stand. Stand. They are also to watch the way, the text tells us. Did some of you older folks who may be listening to this broadcast ever think that churches would allow homosexual leaders, rock and roll, preachers with the dress and features of the most ungodly styles of this world, ladies dancing half-naked on the platforms of your churches, to religious words, sometimes invoking the name of Jesus to a hard rock sound that the world uses to get the sacrifices under Baal? My friend, preachers are to be watchmen. Don't get upset of their warning of the enemy of sin and sin entering into the camp, of guarding against it. No, rather be offended as Christ is when they messed with his house of prayer. Saying, make not my house a house of merchandise for it's a house of prayer. Don't take away from the holiness of his house. And by the way, since your body is your temple of the Holy Spirit, keep your body holy. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. Bodies. That's right. Your bodies. A living sacrifice. And how? Holy. Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The word service there has the idea of worship in it. But what is a living sacrifice? Well, if a farmer has an oxen, he can either kill the oxen and devour the meat, or he can harness that oxen and he plows the field. A living sacrifice is plowing the soil for Jesus Christ. Be a living sacrifice. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Let the Lord work in you and through you. Be not conformed, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is, putting your mind daily, day after day, renewing your mind in the Word of God, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Put on the whole armor of God, my friend. Put it on. Yes, all those are stronger than we are, but we're just going to simply trust God. We're going to trust the good hand of the Lord, as Ezra said, that they moved based on the good hand of the Lord upon them. Our strength is not in numbers, although we want to see souls saved. Our strength is not in numbers. Our strength is in the Lord. Our strength is not in the flesh, but rather our commitment to carry out His will according to His word, as His Spirit directs us in the battle of life with that whole armor on. Now, that's why I ask, did you older folks ever think that we'd see this stuff that's going on in the churches today? And people get mad at preachers for, I mean, church members, not the world. Church members get mad because preachers preached against it. There are many things that the Bible warns us to watch out for. One of the things about the last days, he says there are, in Jude 4, certain men crept in unawares. You know that word crept has the idea they snuck in deceitfully. We're one of you, and they try to bring in Calvinism. We're one of you, and they try to bring in everything of the flesh, the contemporary, the emerging. They crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men. Ungodly means without God. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our Lord into lasciviousness. Oh, we have liberty to do all this. We have liberty to do these things. What's wrong with you? Why would you say anything about that?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on His firm foundation.